We are on 185. 185. So, it's just us and on the 185. Repeat after me. Aniruddha.
Aniruddha.
Nakenapi.
Nakenapi.
Pradurbhaveshu.
Pradurbhaveshu.
Niruddha.
Niruddha.
Aniruddha.
Aniruddha.
Okay, a couple of things. First of all, when you see it's likely a negation. And so here, the past passive participle is aniruddha. Aniruddha. From anirudd. Niruddha means to obstruct or to block. to obstruct somebody or to block them from whatever they're trying to do. You're creating an obstruction. So that's niruddha. Aniruddha means the one who is not obstructed. So Vishnu is never obstructed. So let's read this. So aniruddha, what does it say? Nakenapi. Not by anyone. Remember when you have this type of... what do you call it? Indefinite article in the negative. Mm-hmm. It is absolute. So na kenapi is an indefinite article, not by anyone. Then he says pradurbhaveshu. Among the pradurbhava means those who have come into manifestation. It's a word for avatar. So among the avatars, all of Vishnu's avatar, all of his incarnations, all of his manifestations, niruddha. He is unblocked. Among all the, he remains unblocked. He is unobstructed, cannot be obstructed by anyone. When he takes a birth as an avatar, in whatever way Vishnu takes birth as an avatar, whatever he is there to accomplish, no matter how many obstructions are sent before him, they all fall. So, na kenapi, not by anyone. In reference to all of his manifestations as an avatar, niruddha, he is niruddha, unobstructed. Iti, thus he is called aniruddha. Okay. Next one, 186. Suranandaha.
Suranandaha.
Suran anandiyati.
Suran
anandiyati. Anandiyati, iti.
Iti.
Suranandaha.
Suranandaha.
Okay. So the suras, suraha, are the devas. The asuras are the asuras. The suras are the devas. Okay. So the ananda, the one who is the ananda of the devas. So let's see how they say it. Suran is in the accusative plural. Suran, like Raman. Suran. The devas, accusative plural. Anandayati, that aya means causal, right? The one who brings, who causes ananda, the one who brings about ananda in the devas. So he's the source of the ananda for the devas. Okay, so suran anandayati iti suranandaha. The one who gives ananda to the devas is how, so because causal, the one who causes the devas to have ananda. So anandayati. So Swamiji says we pray to various deities like Indra, Agni, Prajapati, and other devas for our happiness and welfare, but these devas themselves get their happiness from Parameshwara, as he is the one who causes ananda to the suras, and so he gives ananda to the suras, he is Surananda. Okay? That's nice. 187. Govindaha.
Govindaha.
Okay, so there are a lot of different meanings for Govinda, but let's look at this little verse. Meshtam vai.
Meshtam vai.
Dharanim.
Dharanim.
Purvam.
Purvam.
Avindam.
Avindam.
Vai.
Vai.
Gohagatam.
Gohagatam.
Govinda.
Govinda.
Iti.
Iti.
Tenaham.
Devaihi,
Vagbihi,
Abhishtutaha,
Iti, Moksha,
Dharma,
Vachanat,
Govindaha.
Okay. So this is a quote from someone. Actually, not sure what this is referring to, but let's read it anyway. Now, the word nush, the root, this is a past passive participle in the nushtam. It's in the feminine because the noun is dadinim. The one who supports is a supporter of everything. It's a name for the earth, and it's feminine in the accusative, singular. So the earth is, so nushta is a past passive participle, is going to be in the feminine accusative singular. Nush means to perish or to, but it also means to kind of disappear or to become invisible. So here it has the sense of kind of disappearing, being invisible. So it says in by indeed or in the past, the earth was lost sight of. The earth was lost sight of formerly. Okay, so formerly the earth was lost sight of. Avindam, I found. Avindam. Past tense, to find. Okay, formerly I found the earth which is lost sight of, which was guhagatam. Guhagatam means which had gone into a deep recess or into a deep cavern or deep cave. We'll see this how Swamiji translates it. But so notice that's feminine also. So the formerly, previously, indeed I found the earth. Which had been lost sight of, which had gone into a guha, a deep cave, you know. Govindaha iti tena aham devaihi vagbihi abhishtutaha. So it says, thus Govindaha tena. Therefore I, Govindaha iti, tena, therefore I, devaihi, by the gods, vagbihi, and by the scriptures, abhishtutaha, therefore I am praised. I am addressed in a praiseworthy way. I am addressed by the gods and by the shruti, by the scriptures, as Govinda. Why? Because I found the earth which had gone deep into hiding, as though it had become lost sight of, because formerly I rescued the earth in a sense. And so therefore I am the one who am Govinda, I'm called Govinda. So let's see what Swamiji says. He says in the Mahabharata, this is his translation, Bhagavan introduces his various names and their meanings. In the Mahabharata. Okay. There he says, because I found the earth that was hidden in the lower regions. So he's translating Guhagatam, and probably from context, as lower regions, and hidden as Nashtam. Hidden because it's out of sight, right? So he says, because I found the Avindam, as I found, the earth is Darinim. At the beginning of the creation is Purvam. So he says Purvam. Purvam means before or formerly. So when does that refer to? In the context, it refers to at the beginning of the creation. The word he's using there is Purvam.
I keep thinking lower regions is the unmanifest condition. But
yeah, probably that's what it means. Then he says, I am praised. So he says like this, because I found the earth that was hidden in the lower regions at the beginning of the creation, I am praised. The word for that is tena, therefore I am praised. Not so the because isn't there, but Swami Chalamji translates that therefore. He just uses the because in English, okay? So tena, therefore. So he says, I am praised, that's the abhishtutaha, I am praised by the devas, devahi, and the scriptures as Govinda. That's it. Then he says, and this, I don't know what this is, iti moksha dharma vachanat govindaha. Govinda, from the words of the moksha dharma. Now, I don't know if the moksha dharma is a section of the Mahabharata. Moksha means liberation and dharma means dharma. But what actually moksha dharma is referring to is something, probably some section of the Mahabharata. Because this is from the Mahabharata. But I'm not positive. We know what the words mean. That vachanat is from the words of the moksha dharma. And so what that means from the words of something that goes by Moksha Dharma, he is called Govindaha. That's all I'm going to do with that. You can read this yourself. There's no commentary on it. It's probably from Shankara. The pride of Indra was crushed by... This is a different meaning. The pride of Indra was crushed by the Lord when he lifted the Govardhana Giri, name of a mountain, and protected the cows. The word for cows, the Gom. And protected the cows during the Krishna avatara. Hence, Indra praised him, saying, I am the Indra, the Lord of the Devas, and you are the Indra of the cows. As Gavam Indraha, the Lord of the cows, people will praise you forever as Govinda. For that, in your book, for those who know Sanskrit, the Sanskrit script, if you look at the... Give your book?
Mm-hmm.
There. What this says, he gives a little quote here. I'll just translate this one because it's easy. He says, Aham kila Indraha Devanam. I am indeed the Lord of the Devas. Twam gavam indratam gataha. You have become the Lord of the cows, talking to Krishna. You have gone to the stature of being the Lord of the cows, okay? Govindaha iti lokaha twam stoshanti bhuvi shashvatam. On this earth, stoshanti Shashvatam, you will always be praised. Twam is you. You will always be praised. The people, the people will always praise you as Govinda. Because cowherder, you've protected all the cows, so people will always call you Govinda. Kind of nice.
Do we see this? Is this historical as well? I mean, is there actually a Krishna that's the leader of a kingdom that teaches Arjuna? Are they referring to the same person?
There's really no way to answer that, Edward, because this is a Mahabharata and it's way back when, so they'll say there's some evidence that there was something.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. Let's do one more. Govidam Patihi.
Govidam Patihi.
Gam Vindati Iti.
Gam Vindati Iti.
Govindaha.
Govindaha.
Tesham.
Tesham.
Patihi.
Patihi.
Visheshena.
Visheshena.
Iti.
Iti.
Govidam Patihi.
Govidam
Patihi.
Patihi.
Patihi. Okay, so Gam also means words, right? So it also means cow, it also means words. So, and you'll see this in the scripture. So that's also why it's so beautifully used as an analogy, because it has these two meanings. So here he takes the Govidam in the name is in the genitive plural from Govid. The one who has go, or the one who knows, has knowledge, who has gained, who has in their possession. The way this is translated, they have the Vedas. For those who have the Vedas, so you can say those who know the Vedas. If you remember, for those who know Sanskrit, the root vid, has many gunas. Second guna, third guna, fourth guna, sixth guna, and maybe another one too. I'm not sure if I think there's another one also. But anyway, many. So if you say Gam Vindati, that means the ones who obtained that the Vedas, the ones who have the Vedas. But you can take those who have the Vedas in terms of understanding. So, Gam Vindati Iti Govidaha, plural. Those who are Govidahas are those who have the Vedas in their hand, in their heart, Govidaha. For Tesham, for them, Patihi, their Lord, Visheshena, in their own particular way, you know, iti Govidam Patihi, the one who is the Lord of those who have the Vedas, means have the knowledge of the Vedas. He's the Lord of them because they abide in he abides in your heart. So Swamiji says something nice about that. One who knows and understands go the words of the Vedas is a Govind. Bhagawan is a Govidam Pati, the Lord of all those who know the Veda. He is their protector. He is the subject matter of the Vedas, and once he is known and understood, then the Lord becomes the ruler of the heart. Previously, it was the Ahankara, the ego, which was ruling the heart. Now Bhagawan gets back to the heart. There is no more place for the Ahankara because it is the Lord who rules. The Ahankara can only exist as the shadow of Bhagawan. The ego is falsified and then it is mithya. Then it is a mithya ego or an enlightened
That's
ego.
Lovely.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
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 Put in its place.
Yeah, so sweet. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Good. Those are the only ones I've got. Let's say a prayer. Swasti prajabhyah paripalayantam nyayena margena mahimahishah go brahmanebhyah shubhamastu nityam loka samasta sukhino bhavantu kale varshatu parjanyah prithivi sasya shalini desho yam kshobrahitah Brahmana santu nirbhayaha Om sarve bhavantu sukhinaha Sarve santu niramayaha Sarve bhadrani pashyantu Ma kaschit dukkha bhag bhavet Asato ma sagamaya Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya Mrityorma amritam gamaya Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om